Is your savings just sitting there? Well, put it to work. A premium online savings account from PenFed earns way more than the national average, so you can get your savings working on earning you a vacation, or a new kitchen, or that fancy exercise mirror. Apply at PenFed.org/savings. Premium online savings account holders must agree to electronic delivery of account opening disclosures and monthly statements. $5 minimum required to open account. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA. PenFed's got great rates
for everyone. Oh, yep. And we are live. Hit it up.
Are we live?
Yes, we're live, so hit it.
Okay. Look, everybody, thank you for watching Bizarre Channel and Facebook page. Intimacy is a very broad term with a vast range of meanings. Actually, we are going to pick only one meaning, which is sexuality. Before we start, I want to tell you two things. Number one, this episode will be broadcasting in English. Number two, this episode contains adultery, so please keep your children away. And let's start. I have the pleasure to introduce my YouTube challenge friend, Greg Duduzinski, from the Detroit Love Guru. Would you continue?
Nice. And it's nice. Yeah, I appreciate this. And I know, you know, we talked last week or so trying to set up, you know, the interview and trying to set up, you know, what we're going to talk about. And I love it with you being in Egypt, you being Muslim, and a lot of people in the Metro Detroit area, Michigan, here in the U.S., it is a huge, it's the largest Middle Eastern population, Muslim population outside the Middle East, that it's here right in my back door. And I love it. We're going to talk about different, maybe cultural beliefs about, you know, sexuality, you know, maybe is it right? Do's and don'ts or practices. And I'd love to ask you about the gender differences, you know, the beliefs about men and women. And do you feel like we're talking before we went live that we, you know, talk about, has it evolved over years? And I'd love your perspective. I've never been to Egypt. I want to go to Egypt big time and look at, you know, has sexuality evolved for both, not only men, but also for women as well. And what your beliefs, what your take is on it, and what the big differences are with, say, the Eastern culture, Middle Eastern culture versus West when it comes to sex. What do you find as important?
No, actually now, thanks to the media and thanks to the government for not hiding or blocking any sexual educational website. And by the way, Google is now showing adultery in its search results. The culture, the people are getting more aware about sexuality. They get knowledge about know-how. But actually, when applying this, for example, having the term of sex toy at home, it's really freaking out, because I know two cases. One of them, she asked for the divorce immediately when in her wedding night, and she finished the wedding. She went to the room, and unfortunately, the husband was a little bit, let's say, westernized. So he picked up a toy and he started to tease her, and she screamed and asked for divorce.
I would advise, you know, I would advise that gentleman, that man, to, you know what, maybe talk to her first. And it could have shocked her, and she filed for divorce because of that, huh?
But actually, in Egypt also, there is different culture, and which they demand this thing. Some wives, they ask their husbands to please bring a vibrator, and let's have more pleasure. Before the only thing that was available, it was called the Spanish butterfly. Did you hear about it?
Yes, absolutely.
I think it's a chewing gum for women.
It is a They used to call it the Spanish fly, and it's the same thing. It's almost like a medicine to make women
Yeah, droplets.
to make women horny. And it's funny you brought that up, Ehab. I have not I haven't heard of the Spanish fly being mentioned over here in forever. And I was told, it was derived from Mexican culture.
No, actually, we use it in the school time. We used to
Really?
use it as a prank. We put
Oh, as a prank.
it in the soft drink of the girls, and that's that. And then we take the bus and go home, no problem.
What are That's funny. What do you find is the biggest, maybe the hardest issue with men and women with sexuality in the Muslim culture in the Middle East?
Being open-minded is very, 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 very important. For example, I've witnessed many cases. By the way, I'm a certified life coach, so that's why I hear a lot of cases about this. And for example, during the intercourse, it's very fine if she scratches. It's very fine if she bites. It's very fine if she screams, but actually, at one time he says, "How did you learn this? Why are you doing this? You practiced it before."
Oh,
And then starts the disagreement
instead
or
of
the
it being
litigation.
a natural response, like a reflex.
No, actually, it's not appreciated this
Oh,
much. And
that's
not all the
sad.
Egyptian culture, not all the Egyptian culture, because some people are very cultured, and some people just know he knows that he's very lucky because he's doing this.
And that is, I hear that a lot, and I do work with quite a few Muslim couples here. They might be a little westernized, but everybody's different. Everybody assumes everybody is the same. All Middle Eastern, all Muslim cultures, everybody's the same. They're not. They're different. They have different beliefs, different values. They might practice, say, oral sex or stuff over here, but they might not have vaginal sex until marriage. It's what they believe and what they follow as a couple. And most men want their woman to be pleased over here, right? We talked about, orgasm and women. I'm all about women being pleased sexually. Woohoo, big time. And hell yeah. I'm like, yeah. But looking at, and do men look at in Egypt, in the Middle East, do they care about women being pleased sexually?
Yeah, actually, they just feel they are pleased. Women should not demand. In the Eastern culture, okay, there is a feminism. Actually, there is a feminism movement, and it's getting very strong. No problem. But it's, for example, the wife shouldn't, is not allowed to tell her husband, "You have to be better. You have to allow me like this." Why don't you? Why don't not all the culture? Because some people are open-minded,
Sure.
but he just thinks that as long as he's erected and his penis is long and he takes like 12 minutes before ejaculation, it's very fine. But actually, as I told you before the call, that many of women I know, they know what's orgasm, but they did not experience it. And many women don't know and did not experience what is G-spot and what happened. Maybe they felt the butterflies, but
Right.
they don't know. They don't know what's the term itself.
That's sad. And that's what I'm all about educating. I'm all about educating everybody, different religions, different cultural aspects, the health, the health, the emotional aspects of sex as well. And that's what I look at. And a lot of times, like you said, it's awesome that the Egyptian government is not, the Western culture, they tend to look at everything maybe that is different, it's wrong. No, or maybe the Eastern culture too, that the Western culture is wrong. What if it's just different? And I want to educate women to be able to, I want them to orgasm. I want them to have that pleasure. And what would happen in Egypt if the woman says, oh, touch me like this, or I want you to do this? Would that, is that about the male ego? Or what is that viewed as?
It's a social background. The social background. Some people, when she asked him like this, he feels happy because she knows what she wants. So it's good. It's perfect. So he can fulfill her needs. But yeah. But if she dares to say it, that's why they have to speak. They have to speak up. The couple speak up about this issue, which is really important. They have to educate each other about each other. They have to tell everybody, look. All our body is full of hot spots. So
what is, where's your hot spot? No, I'm teasing.
I'm sorry, there was a problem in the connection.
Oh, I said, where's your hot spot? No, I was teasing.
Don't say.
I know, I was teasing.
Yeah.
I was teasing. And I know, you know, what, you know where you're at in the cultural aspect.
No, actually anatomy, in the terms of anatomy,
yes,
there can be some parts of the human body that that cause arousal, and is that can be common between the men and women.
I agree, very much so.
Yeah, so don't worry. For example, there is I don't know the education, the sexual education here in Egypt. The most two famous ladies, lady called Heba Ob, and another lady called Amal Mahmoud.
Okay.
Amal Mahmoud said, if he touches your buttock, then he's a gay. Can you imagine?
Really?
Yeah. Can you imagine? I attacked her and said, you shouldn't say this. How did you know?
That's not true.
Oh my God, how did you know?
Now, and I know it's very difficult to go against any cultural beliefs. You know, any cultural,
cultural beliefs. Once she talks about sexuality, she says that she's sexual relationship expert. Then she should have a reference, not talking by herself. Who said, give me any reference that says that if the man is attracted to the woman's buttock, I don't mean anal sex.
Right.
I just mean like smacking, like seeing, like touching, like this.
Yeah. Grabbing her booty with daddy. I know you like that. And it's sad that that there's a lot of information that's not true, that's biased, that's judgmental, it's not researched, it's not, you know, me, you know, with my education, college education, and you know, I went to graduate school for what I do, and you know, with relationships and sexual, you know, relations as well. And looking at, how hard is it for you to try to progress and teach others about sexuality in Egypt? In your culture?
If they allow me, this is the problem. This is the point. Some friends just come to me confidentially and say, yeah, I just feel afraid to... Yes. To ejaculate before she reached the orgasm, what shall I do? Some people do like this. And actually, we have to refer to ancient wisdom. We have to refer to, you know, do you know the Kama Sutra?
I never heard of it. No, I'm lying. Yes, I'm teasing. The Kama Sutra, tantric, it's all interwoven. Yes.
I have it on my iPad. I have two copies, the old copy and the... The new, it's actually live. There is nudity in the ebook, so I'm not allowed to open it.
I know you're not allowed to open it, but can you show? Are you allowed to show the cover of it for your viewers?
Yeah, one moment.
Yeah, okay. And we'll be right back with the cover of the, you know, Egyptian or Middle Eastern cover of the Kama Sutra. And again, I want to, you know, us in America, Canada, even Mexico, you know, everybody looks at, and that's what I want to educate the people that, you know, the differences are so, they're diverse, and it's not necessarily right or wrong. When somebody tries to believe something, I'm all about trying to look at why people believe it. And, oh, there we go.
It's just a part because I can't show the rest. The rest, let me show you the copy.
Yeah, I know, and I don't want you. I don't
It's called Kama Sutra Photo Book.
Oh, Kama Sutra Photo Book. Nice. There we go. Now we can see it. Oh, yeah, just very similar to the Kama Sutra over here. And the exercise. And I did a episode a while ago on tantric sex.
This is the cover?
Oh, Ann Hooper's. Yep, I've heard. Yes. Absolutely, so, it's a good book.
This is good. You know what? If you take this as a reference, believe me, you will take every night a different sexual position.
But what happens? You can have now. Everybody might not like every sexual position. Do you know that?
At least you have a variety.
You can try. And what is? That's what I want to know. What is Egyptian, maybe philosophy or culture, about sex and the soulfulness of sex, not just the physical pleasure?
I'm sorry, there was a problem in the connection. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What do you promote the emotional connection along with sex?
Or of course, it's all about spirituality. It's spiritual, something spiritual. By the way, it's something.
I love it.
It's something callous, sacred. It's something holy. It's mentioned in the Holy Quran, in our holy book, that it says, for example, just a little part example about it. نساؤكم حرث لكم فأتوا حرثكم أن شئتم وقدموا لأنفسكم. Let me explain what does it mean.
Please, I was going to say, I don't speak.
Your woman is your, belongs to you. It's your harvest. Okay? So, take her however you want to take her. But, قدموا لأنفسكم, make sure that you will need her for the next time. So, be gentle.
Be gentle, be respectful, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
So that
is awesome. Now, what efforts do you do in Egypt and stuff? And I know it's not easy to educate other people. Like you said, they come to you in private and confidentiality. What do you do to try to promote, not only with men, but do you try to also promote sexual freedom, sexual pleasure with women, or is that taboo?
No. Actually, I have a friend and she's one of my closest friends, and we share our experience. And by the way, she's very good in selling sex toys. So,
well, she's good at selling sex toys.
Yeah. Just when she occasionally travels. So yeah. And also I have many friends. Actually, I have a friend. I'm sorry, I don't know the scientific term. When the woman gets pregnant, she goes to the doctor. What's the name of this doctor?
Oh, OBYGN.
Okay. Not only when she's pregnant, any feminine.
Usually a gynecologist. That's the other.
Exactly. So yeah. some gynecologist.
Yes.
She calls me and she tells me about many things. And I just tell her how to do it. For example, a woman was crying to her, and she says, whatever the object he finds, he just stick it in my vagina. A spoon. Sometimes he put a spoon, a cucumber, a remote control.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I told her, this is ignorance, and please just tell me what's his budget. What's his budget, and I will give him something that will please him very much. So it's all about this.
That's so disrespectful. And so is that about the man, or is it actually about you know, what effect does that have on the wife, the woman, you know? It's sad.
I'm sorry, there is a problem in the connection.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm saying it's sad that, you know, is he doing it just for him, for his pleasure, or, you know, is he doing it to control the woman, or he actually believes that that is the pleasure of the woman?
It's a matter of ignorance. I'm sure he's not pleased, and I'm sure that both of them are not pleased. Uh-huh. It's a matter of ignorance. We can just replace this useless object, which is like a spoon or a cucumber or something like this, by a useful object which can be a vibrator or a dildo or something like this.
Yes,
so,
I agree.
No, they need education. They need education, and we need supplies because, okay, believe me, when a woman goes to the airport, for example, and passes through the customs and they search her bag and they find something like this, it would be a scandal.
What would the government...
It's totally legal. It's totally legal.
Okay.
But it would be a scandal.
I understand it. Because it's legal doesn't make it right in a lot of people's eyes in Egypt or in the Middle East.
And I'm not sure, and she's not sure about the other side, the one who's the officer who's searching her bag and that stuff. He can be like close-minded, and he doesn't allow her, or he takes it away and he says you won't take it, or he asks her to bring the receipt or the invoice in order to pay customs on it or taxes.
And that it's sad. And you know, how do you educate people that do not want to be educated?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yes. How do you educate others who do not want to be educated?
Actually, I was thinking about it. I always think about rehabilitation, not only from the sexual part.
Yes.
From the sexual, the social, the religious part, because some people interpret religions in a wrong way, in a violent way, in a discriminism. In extremism, sorry. So, regarding the sexual, first of all, it has to be one-on-one. It cannot be a group session. And it has to be very confidential and nobody knows about it. And it would better be a long distance. And all I say that they can refer to books. Okay, they are not. You're not open to the new, new technology, new innovations regarding this issue. Read. Okay, here is another book in Arabic. It's called "Rugu Sheikh El Asiba: The Rejuvenation of the Elder."
The Venetian of the Elder.
Sorry.
Is that basically how it's translated? The Venetian of the Elder.
The rejuvenation.
Rejuvenation of the elder.
Rejuvenation.
Okay, rejuvenation. Great. Thank you.
It talks about how to tease her, how to brush her hair, how to prepare the breakfast, how to have foreplay, how to have the orgasm, how to have the intercourse, how to have the nutrition, the proper nutrition for both. For both, how by nutrition, if you desire her that much, and yes, she's about to have the menstrual, the periods.
Yes,
you can by nutrition you can delay it a little bit.
I love it. Now, is that book widely available in Egypt, in the Middle East, or it's taboo?
No, I bought it used in an auction.
Okay.
It's used in an auction.
And I'm surprised that would be allowed.
YouTube contains video clips for somebody reading the book.
Yes.
And explaining a little bit.
Okay.
Now, can you hear me?
Yep, now I can, yes. It went out a little bit. But no, I can hear you. What is the... You know, Egyptian and Muslim aspect on oral sex.
For married couples or unmarried couples?
For both.
No, unmarried couples is forbidden.
It's forbidden for unmarried couples.
Yeah. Because some cultures, they talk about, you know, it's just a matter of virginity. We can have anal sex and that stuff. No, it's all forbidden.
All forbidden?
Religious-wise.
Yes.
But for those who apply it.
Now, is there people, quite a few people that go against the religious beliefs, or are they afraid that they would get harmed?
No, nobody's afraid, but there is a, as I told you, there is a huge culture difference from
yes.
the beginning, that the man, he doesn't even look closely to his wife until they get married, to the extent that the other side, once they agree to have a relationship, they stay in the same home, which is new in our culture.
Yes.
But actually, it happens.
Now, is that frowned upon, or do they get a lot of conflict from their family if they were to do that?
Regarding what, having girlfriend at home?
Yes.
No, those who do this, they're supposed to have their separate house. They shouldn't stay with their parents.
Right. That's what but is that, if they do have a separate house and they're not married, is that frowned upon?
Criminal wise, it is
it's a crime.
Yeah. Well, if the police is sure that they are in the process of intercourse,
yes,
and they are sure that when they break the door, they find them in that position,
okay,
they are allowed. But if they don't find them in this position, they are stuck in trouble. So, I mean the police. So,
yes.
As long as you're not making troubles, you can have her at your house.
Right.
And that's it. You know, it's a matter of culture and openness to accept. Let's skip this part and talk about for the married couples. Why don't they have enough education? It's not just a matter of a breast and a vagina and that stuff. She's not a toy. And by the way, he's also a human.
Yes, absolutely.
He's also a human. Both are humans.
Thank you. You're a very wise man. And men have feelings too.
Exactly.
Men have emotions. Men feel. They feel. It's over here too. And I would. It's the same. And I've met numerous. Muslim aspects, Egyptian, Lebanese, a bunch of different aspects over here that, the men feels like they feel bad if they can't please their wives. They feel bad if their lady is not, or if their lady does not enjoy them or is not excited by them.
They have to be honest. They have to be honest to each other and open up, accept criticism, They have to accept criticism. Why she wants you to be a better man. She wants you to be a better man. Why don't you listen to her? And vice versa.
I would love that. How do you promote that in your culture?
No, I don't promote it.
I know.
Because actually, officially, there is nothing called sexual relationship counselor in Egypt. However, some go in the media and that stuff, and they show up. Thank you so much for your care about this issue, but please have a reference. Tell me your reference. They're telling wrong. As I told you, if he's watching your buttock and he wants to touch it and stuff, then take care. He's a gay and he.
And that's so. And I agree. And a lot of people need to. There's even over here in America, in the Western culture, there's a lot of people out there that call themselves coaches. They call themselves experts, and they have no training. They have no, and they're giving out a lot of information that is unethical. It's wrong. you know, like your experience with that woman saying, you know, teaching that if the guy looks at her butt, that he's gay, that he's homosexual. That is not.
This is crazy. This is ignorant. This is ignorant. Another thing I want to talk about another two issues. For those who are, let's not say radicalist, for those who are conservative Muslims.
Yes.
Who are that the hijab and the abaya.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Covered.
Yes.
Please, you have to make some people register their marriage in order to know each other much more.
Physically and sexually.
Before they live in the same house. So for those who are for the conservative class, Muslim class, please make aqd Quran, marriage contract, and have some time together alone to get to know each other. It is a crime. It is unfair to start a relationship. I'm not telling you to do something forbidden as per our religion. No, just right. Get married officially under the sun, and then go ahead and discover each other, and then decide if you would like to continue or not. But just find, just without any introductions, and then you find yourself like this. It's a matter of luck.
I get that, and it's one of those things that we talk about, that sex should be just like breathing air, just like eating. It's natural, right?
It's about the needs. It's human needs.
It's about needs. It's about, like you said, and I love it. I love your perspective. It's about educating. It's about, you know, learning yourself, learning your partner, and trying to teach each other. That's what I promote, you know, over here, big time. And it should be the same. And I mean, my belief, it should be the same in any culture. You know, especially between, you know, a married couple, absolutely.
No, actually, I would suggest you, if you come to Egypt and you can book a space in any rehabilitation center, and they publish on the media that there is a sexologist available in this place, and you educate. It can be in a theater setup or one-on-one. At least just educate people, and you assign everybody to educate others.
I would love that. Would I get in trouble and get thrown in prison over there? Or
no? No. I told you there are women are talking about sex. And by the way, there is a very hot topic right now in Egypt. I've seen it on YouTube.
What is it?
They are talking about, okay, in Muslim culture, we are allowed to marry up to four women.
Why can a woman marry four guys?
No. So the hot topic is it allowed? Okay, nobody can marry four women, but by occasion, some men can marry two women. Is it allowed to have threesome? Some sheikh. Sheikh means the priest, the Muslim priest.
Yes. Yes.
He said, yes, of course, it's allowed. Some sheikhs, I asked sheikhs about it.
Yes.
She said, of course, it's not allowed because they will see each other organs.
Oh.
The two women will see each other organs, which is not allowed in Islam.
Oh.
So, okay, I said, okay, if the three of us are covered.
Yes.
What do you think? He didn't reply, but actually I found it on Facebook, on YouTube. He asked the sheikh, and he said it's allowed. And actually he received the phone call from a man who was married to four women.
Wow.
And he told him one
wife is more than enough. No, I'm
yeah. No, actually, he tried only with two of his wives.
Yeah.
They stay together. And then he asked him, the presenter asked him, what about the result? He said, unsatisfactory at all. He told me what happened. He told the man told him, actually, I have a wife which is more horny than the other. So the cold woman, when she saw the other woman this hyperactive, the other one got depression.
Oh.
And yeah, and she had big time facing difficulty. That's what he said on the TV.
Because she feels she's different, therefore she's not good. She's not good enough, and it affected her self esteem and her self worth, and it created a depression. I understand that, and it's sad. I understand that, and that's where I want. You know, is there a lot of help for these elements, for these issues in Egypt, or not yet?
No, actually, it's something new. Threesome is not. We all know that threesome is something extraordinary. It's not normal.
Right. No, I'm talking about, is there a lot of help for mental health and depression and sexual challenges in Egypt, or is it still sort of taboo?
Pardon me, would you repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is there a lot of resources and a lot of help in Egypt for like depression, for mental health issues, and for sexual challenges? Is there a lot of...
Yeah, it's all by medication. Yeah, and actually, they don't even have to refer to medication. They can use... Okay, I told you this book is full of herbs, and
right.
I found it. I was married, by the way, and I tried the herbs, the blends here, the herbal blends here, and it's very useful and it's very more than enough for me to be more than normal, so more than average, I mean.
Which is great. Is there? Let me ask you: are there as like counseling? Like I am a counselor. I don't prescribe medications. I'm not a doctor. But is there a lot of resources for people to reach out to talk to people with depression, anxiety, or, you know, sexual depression or sexual anxiety? Are there a lot of resources in Egypt for people to utilize?
Psychiatrists and psychotherapists.
Yes. That's what I'm a psychotherapist.
No, it's very common. It's very common in Egypt.
Oh, okay, good.
It's full of the psychotherapists and the psychiatrists.
Good. Okay, good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and I hope my voice is being heard about among the Eastern culture. Please, okay, if you don't have to talk to each other, if you're shy to bring a book or bring something for pleasure that you're not sure it will please her or no or not, or vice versa, it will please him or not, refer to psychiatrists and don't stay together, don't sit together, you and your wife, or you and your husband, one-on-one, the husband with the psychiatrist, and then he leaves, and then the wife with the psychiatrist, and then she leaves, and then the psychiatrist is supposed to communicate each one of them, how to please the other or how to handle other. It's not a matter of sexuality. Let's be clear. Marriage is not just a matter of sexuality. It's a matter
of not at all.
It's a matter of character. It's a matter of education. It's a matter of values. It's a matter of morals. Matter of ethics.
Like you said about, you know, spirituality. It's about soulfulness. It's about,
yeah.
And I love that. And you know, I promote that too. That it's not just sex. It's everything rolled in, the emotional components, the psychological, the trust, you know, it's the integrity for both people. I love it. What is, what would you like to see happen in the Egyptian culture? What would you like to see change?
Actually, there is another thing I want, I would love, which is very common between men. And I think between women also. What happens in the bedroom stays in the bedroom. My voice is clear or?
Yes, I heard you. Could you elaborate on that?
You should not complain to your friends that she screams from pain and she doesn't want me to do like this and she doesn't allow me to do like this. Actually, she gets exhausted very quickly, or vice versa. Someone was telling his male friends that my wife is too horny and I cannot handle her and she wants like three times a day and that stuff. You shouldn't do like this. You shouldn't say like this. Let me
Can
tell you.
she come? Can she come to Detroit, Michigan? You have
I will deliver
to.
her. Another thing, actually, there is something which is very sarcastic. Somebody asked his friend, would you marry Britney Spears? He said, of course not. I want my wife.
Ah.
He told him, are you serious? She's Britney Spears. He said, of course not. I want my wife.
Yes.
He kept telling him like five times, it's Britney Spears. He said, no, I want my wife. He told him, why your wife? He said, because she understands that the shit that I'm doing is called sex.
Right. She knows. Yes. She knows. I don't have to go over and be accepted again. So would you like people to be more open and talking about sex in the Eastern Egyptian culture? Would you like them? And I'm not talking being, sharing very private information between a husband and wife or man and woman, but to get ideas, to educate each other, or to talk about fears. Would you like to see that happen?
I think they have to we must have references for sexuality or adultery. And they exchange books and they read enough.
Yes.
At least they can find websites and links, but they must be trusted.
Thank you.
I'm talking this way. I'm telling you this because most of couples they feel shy if they talk to each other.
Yeah, I yes.
But I don't know. That's why. Marrying a divorced woman or a woman when she marries a divorced man, and when they both are divorced,
Yes.
they become very mature in the second relationship. They become very understanding. Why don't they be like this in the first relationship, in the as we call it, in the virgin relationship?
I
But
would,
actually.
you know what? Yeah, I would love that. And I promote that with couples. And I think a lot of it has to do with immaturity. It has to do, it's almost like, say, a woman might be very shy with her body. And then once she has a baby, I'm not shy, because everything's seen now. And I look at it's, I call it, it's emotional and sexual maturity to be safe, not being judged, to be able to ask questions, to go after it. So I think a lot of it, my belief is it has to do with sexual and emotional maturity and experiences. We gain experiences that we give ourselves permission to say, it's okay to talk about this. It's okay for me to want this. It's okay for me to say, I don't want this. And I think that has to come with age, experiences, and I promote that.
Actually, it came to my mind an idea. We can
Uh-oh.
have an episode regarding sexual wise. I'm not about medical wise. Sexual wise, how the woman, the pregnant woman, can handle the relationship, and how a man can handle the relationship with his pregnant wife. And
Yeah.
it can be under the title of Stuff Mom Never Told You.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that they say this over here, stuff your mother never told you, stuff your parents never told you. I would love it. And there's a lot of women, a lot of women might get morning sickness. They get sick when they first become pregnant, or they have complications from pregnancy. But there's a lot of women in the Western culture when they become pregnant and they're not sick, or the morning sickness and throwing up and vomiting. there's a lot of women get pregnant. They get hornier.
This is common in Egypt, by the way.
In Egypt,
but nobody will tell you about it. Nobody will say I will talk about this issue. But believe me, as per my personal experience, yes. with many friends, when we talk frankly, she says at this time of pregnancy, I want more mating.
Yes.
But actually, the other side he doesn't perceive. And I don't know why. Till then, I don't have children, so I didn't experience getting marrying a pregnant wife or having a pregnant wife. But why, when the wife gets pregnant, in my culture, the man just gets away and escapes. He just
and the woman might feel alone, abandoned, not cared about. Right.
That's why it's very common to have pregnancy depression.
I agree.
Pregnancy depression is very common in Egypt, by the way. Yeah.
Because she's left alone.
And post-delivery. And post-delivery depression also.
Yeah, over here. We call it, postpartum depression, post-delivery depression. It's the same thing. It's common over here a lot, but there might be like hormonal balances that go along with it. And I could get into the biological anatomy and anatomical aspect with the hormone pregnancies, estrogen levels in women that could create that. But it's sad if the husband or the man abandons the woman, and that's almost in this culture it's frowned upon.
Please double check your mic. I think that you have found something not in the connection in the mic.
Uh-oh. Can you hear me okay or?
No.
Uh-oh.
I can hear you. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out what's... Everything looks okay, but okay.
When you touched something above it, yes. Okay, let's continue.
I need to, unfortunately, I need to stop, okay? And what I'll do, I'm going to end the broadcast, and we'll... One sec, okay? And you know what? I appreciate everybody tuning in. And, listen to Ehab's, with the Egyptian culture and, Muslim cultures, and educating us over here in the Western world as well. And I will talk to everybody later. Take care. Peace.